here's a story from The World.
If you compare greenhouse gas emissions by continent, it's clear that Africa is on the lower end of contributors. And yet the continent is suffering from some of the heaviest impacts of climate change, from famine to flooding. Parts of West Africa are now seeing unusually large amounts of rainfall. Consider the case of Ghana's capital, Accra. The city has been hit by a series of floods in May and June. Reporter Ridwan Karim Dini Osman went to Alajo, a suburb of Accra, where roads are shredded, buildings submerged, and the people there are trying to figure out what to do.
Enoch Amoa, a resident here, says he woke up at about 2:30 a.m. to find almost everything in his room floating.
And it just come at once. We don't know where to pass. We did not take even anything.
Fearing for his life, he waded through the flood waters to get to a safe spot. He tells me this is the second incident in 3 days.
This one is very, very bad. It's not easy. Everything has spoiled. Everything has spoiled.
Amoa is barefoot with only a towel tied around his waist. He says he doesn't know where to go next since he has no relatives in Accra. Nearby, I meet Isaac Asumening with his wife and 3 young children. Forced out of their home by the floods, they are now stranded. Asumeni says all attempts to catch a ride to the home of a family member in a nearby town have failed.
The road is full of flood. No car, no bicycle, no motor, nothing. You can't pass.
Accra has flooded about 4 times in less than 2 months this year.
I have no option until the government comes in. I have no option than to throw the things away.
Rapid urbanization, inadequate infrastructure, as well as growth of informal settlements are exposing more people to climate hazards. The devastating effects of floods linked to climate change is not only being felt in Ghana. In Nigeria, flooding has become an annual recurring phenomenon. It affects almost every part of the country and is becoming worse by the year. Pictures of homes and roads submerged in flood waters circulate on social media. In Ghana, as part of measures to stem future floods, Ghana's president, Nana Akufo-Addo, has directed local authorities to immediately demolish illegal homes built in or near streams and creeks that are impeding the flow of water.
You will be held accountable for any breaches that result in damage from flooding. As president of the republic, I will not allow the selfish acts of a few to jeopardize the collective futures of the rest of us.
But experts are worried this may not exactly address the problem.
So it's like you have a fever and you decide to put a cold towel on the person's forehead. It will cool the person down, but you haven't hit the underlying cause.
That's Professor Christopher Gordon, a founding director of the Institute for Environmental and Sanitation Studies at the University of Ghana. He says research conducted by the Institute reveals one of the root causes of Accra's worsening floods is the influx of property developers who have built commercial and residential properties over wetlands.
We've had encroachment of up to 40% of them. And we have remote sense imagery which shows the change from vegetated areas to bare and built up areas. So it is a problem.
He explains that wetlands function as natural sponges that trap and slowly release rainwater, hence slowing the speed of flood waters and distributing them more slowly over the flood plain.
The worst case scenario is that practically half of Accra will be unlivable or will be damaged.
Gordon says efforts should be made to restore most of the depleted wetlands. Back at Alajo, residents continue to count their losses caused by the floods. It may take a while to rebuild, and more rains are expected till the end of June. For The World, I am Ridwan Karim Dini Osman in Accra, Ghana.